Blog Talk Radio.
To the weekly conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We are live from the coronavirus studios in Quarantine Central. And don't forget, April 19th is the reason we have the Second Amendment. Never forget the Concord North Bridge. Know your history, folks. Know your history. Heck, they ask kids how many states are in America. What continent is America in? America? What country is Texas in? Texas. Forget history. They can't even tell you how many states are in the United States. Don't forget. Remember Kathy Griffin? And she held up that slaughtered Trump head. And then when they went for political office, when they were running, all these Democrats, we're the party of unity, but I've got a severed bloody Trump head. Now she's got PTSD. Sit down, Kathy Griffin. No one likes you. No one can. You're like a trans person that's trying to stay relevant, and when you do something transy, and you get all these likes and all these follows, and then once people are bored of that, you got to come up with the next big thing that you do, folks. My neighbor just gave me a part of an onion, so I'm going to put it in my garden and grow it. It's sprout. That's what you do. You give to each other. Hey, we grow. I tell people all the time. I'm like, take. I'm going to throw this away, especially when I go to church here. Are you sure you want us to have these tomatoes? I'm going to throw them in the garbage. If you don't, I can't. I've got like 50 times as much. I guess, you know, you try to give it away so it can be used, and they don't want to. Are you sure you don't want to throw it yourself? I got about 50 bags like this. Take all you want. You want me to bring in a 5-gallon bucket full? That won't even dent my supply. Are you sure? You know, but it's being there for each other. Disney is continuing. I mean, something fishy is going on here. When you're losing money hand over fist, you're laying off thousands of people next week. Why are you continuing to octuple down on the same crap? Okay, if the restaurant's not doing well, you got to sit there. Well, why aren't we doing well? Oh, you're doing fresh frozen? Oh, yeah, so you blanch the asparagus, you freeze it, then you thaw it out and cook it. Fresh frozen. Record high inflations, $4 gallon gas. You can barely afford to eat food. You can't do anything. But House Democrats campaign arm outraises Republican by nearly $12 million in the first quarter. Wow. Wow, Democrats are out campaigning and fundraising Republicans when most Americans can't have to decide between a place to live or food, medicine or food, gasoline or food. They don't have. But way to go. Congrats. You're flushing America down the toilet, but congrats on that $12 million. There's a Facebook privacy lawsuit settlement. I'm going to get into that. Dylan Mulvaney touts a relationship with God, and I think he made me. I don't think he made a mistake with me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think he did. Tucker Carlson, there's civil unrest. I mean, there's all kinds of crap. I mean, like, sorry, but if Antifa's doing something, The National Guard should be in there like ASAP. They shouldn't even have a handle on anything. Yeah, oh, yeah, you think you're going to do this? Okay, we're bringing in the National Guard. Bye. Roll in the tanks. Take them out. I'm going to get into so much. Because there's no one. Don't forget this, folks.
I'm Benjamin Wendell with the verse of the day. We are reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. And it reads, but the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. You know what leaps out at me? God is faithful. He literally never leaves your side. This is not some casual relationship built on convenience. And when the storm hits, God runs for his life and leaves you. No. In my discovery of scripture, I've found that God is most at work. When life gets the hardest, God specializes in crises. He knows how to solve your biggest problems. Even when everyone around you abandons you, not God. His faithfulness means this. He's with you right now in the midnight hour. He's with you in the midst of the fire. I've been saying this for years. You don't need to be famous. Just faithful. But even our faithfulness is really just an expression of the fact that it is God who was first faithful to us. His faithfulness means this. He is always with you. It brings strength and protection. This comes to you when you're in pain. I want you to know God is faithful. If you're in anxiety right now, God is faithful. If there's tension in your home and in your family, he's faithful. If you're uncertain about your future, he is faithful. Instead of trying to get more faith, just rest in the faithfulness of God. I want you to know today, God is strengthening your mind. He's protecting your home, your future, your destiny. God is always faithful.
But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guide you from the evil one. Think about that as you're going through your day today. Pardon me. But when I was struggling with my torn calf muscle, wow, a Christian struggles, wow. Yeah. Leptist, yeah, we're not perfect. The Lord went to my wife at intercessor prayer. You need to tell him to walk around this 7 times. Okay, the sanctuary area is 7 times, okay? He didn't just heal me. He knew I just didn't need, he wanted to, because I was struggling. He had to show himself. And what popped in, what he's like, remember the young man where I took my saliva and spit and I made mud with the dirt and I rubbed it on his eyes and I said, go wash it off and you will see. The blind man didn't go, I'm just going to scrape. You kidding me? I have to go wash it off. You kidding me? You just can't heal me? No, he gave him something he had to do. I'm not just going to heal you. You got to go and wash off the mud, and then you'll see. And when he washed off the mud, he will see. I'm not just going to heal you because you're having issues. You need to trust me. Move forward with faith. Okay. Am I going to be obedient? Am I going to say, well, my muscle's hurting, I'm in pain, I feel like crap, I'm not, just heal me, Lord. Or am I going to step out in faith and obedience and do, because he knew if he said, hey, you just, I'm like, is that really, when my wife, and I did, and I stepped out in faith and obedience, and he answered. This is just, amazing, and we need to keep God in this nation. We have lawlessness in this country. I like the couple videos that have come out when these people, like, are, like, riding, and, like, a mom sees them and, like, pulls them out, like when they're kind of, like, protesting and all kind of staying there for a while, and the mom notices the kid, and she starts, like, taking her purse, and, I can't believe you're out here doing this, and that, and beating on them. I'm like, yeah, go, mom. You know? I mean, that's the problem we have. You have a New York DA that's going after Trump when you got people in New York that are outraged that there are people, multiple, multi-time murderers out there. They ain't doing anything. They're wasting their time with Trump. They got more important things to deal with than, don't worry, there's civil unrest in Chicago, but, oh, it's just some kids going out on the town, whatever. See, that stuff, sorry, if I was president, I'm like, if that was my state, I'd be, okay, I want the tanks, I want National Guard in there. I was actually told by several police officers that, like, if you ever have, like, you know how the kids, like, block the road, like, there's people, protesters block the highways or the roads, technically, if they're in the street or whatever, they're in the wrong, not you. So, like, if there's ever anyone in the road, like, if there are people trying to block you from going, like a bunch of people standing in the interstate, they legally cannot be there. It's against the law. And if you just keep going and hit them, it's their fault, not yours. You would not, they would be at fault, not you, because they didn't do anything. They can't legally be there. And he goes, you don't really want, but it's like those people. Defund the police, F the police, F this, and they get shot at. Where's the cops? I'm being shot at, help. Oh, now you want the cops. Like these people that stand up on the stage, yep, my gun control bill is going to do this, this, and this, and this, and they got like 50 people on them, fully armed, probably got snipers everywhere. Now, if you're against, like, hey, I don't want to have anyone protecting me with guns, then okay, then I got your back. I don't agree with you about gun legislation, but at least you're on the same page. We got lawlessness in this country, and no one cares. You want to talk about the Concord Bridge, the Battle of Lexington, and history? Forget history right now with these kids. They don't even know how many states are in America. How many states make up the United States? They can't even tell you. What state, what country is Texas in? What country is Texas? What country is, who do we win our independence from? That'd be China. Dude, no, dude, it's Russia, man. Lord help me. I don't understand, folks. They don't know anything. Then you got this, you got these trans people that are so out there that they're just, Kathy Griffin is, this is nothing but, she needs attention. She's a little girl seeking attention and affection. I have PTSD. You know what, Kathy? I think you just need to change your diapers, what it is. So tired of these. It is. She's seeking attention. Like these trans people that, I'm going to do this. And when they do that, guess what happens? They come out with some big thing, and guess what happens? They get all these likes and all these follows and all these shares, and then all of a sudden, then once that's like not, okay, well, let me see, I did that. What's my, I gotta do something bigger, louder, whatever, because I gotta keep my audience, I gotta keep my fans. Ooh, I gotta do something. No, you don't, folks. You need help. But they do something dramatic as a trans person And then once it dies off, I'm like, yeah, that was, so like that, you're like that one hit wonder. Yep, that was your one hit. That was your one thing you did. And then when people get bored of it because it's like old news, then what do? I got to come up with something. What's my next big stunt? I gotta do something. I gotta do something. I don't know what to do, but I gotta do something. Cause, and then they do something ridiculous. Kathy Griffin loved Trump. Then when he became a pro-American conservative, she couldn't be around him anymore. So she had to, and she was irrelevant to pretty much anyways. No one cared about her, so she had to do that decapitated Trump head stunt thing with the bloody Trump head, because she had to feel like she's relevant. Now, she's celebrating having PTSD and all this crap. Girl, you don't have PTSD. You don't have PTSD, okay? Go to the battlefields and have the 1,000-yard stare. Then talk about PTSD. I don't have PTSD. Party of Tolerance. It's like all these people chanting it's all these fascists calling us fascists. It makes it hilarious. They're like, if they knew their history, they're German redcoats. We're standing up for Christian freedom and liberty, and here are these anti-American, pro-LGBTQ people. They're literally like, take away his freedom. How dare you? How dare you have the freedom of speech? How dare you? How dare you, Charlie Kirk, speak? How dare you? He should be thrown in prison for going to a university and speaking. He has hate speech. He does. He doesn't even support reparations for black people. Even though the black person was never a slave and he was never a slave owner. How dare him? I got a Native American taken off a Land O'Lakes butter box, but I kept the land. I'm erasing history by getting rid of the Cleveland Indians. But I got Aunt Jemima off a box of pancake mix and Uncle Ben's off a rice box. Because it's racist. How dare someone make it to such prominence that her pancake mix is so great that she's given the honor of being put on a box with her image, her likeness, because her pancake mix was so exceptional and so good that they made a mix out of it. They made a mix. But we didn't want the black people gone from Aunt Jemima. How am I racist? I didn't want Uncle Ben's or Aunt Jemima gone. You would think I wouldn't want them on there if I was racist. That don't make no sense. How is the racist people in support of the Native American on Land O'Lakes? How is that? How am I racist for supporting the Washington Redskins? It was a chief that designed the helmet, approved the helmet, the nation of that tribe supports it. A guy that's 95% of the Native Americans, he speaks for 95% of all Native Americans, can't speak for everyone, 95%. They all support the Washington Redskins. Nope. Well, and if this dude, well, he doesn't speak for everyone, then you're my opinion. Wow. My wife's offended too, see? That they're getting rid of it. It's amazing how the people that are supposedly the racist want to keep all this history, but the people that are offended, okay, how is it racist? I would love to have someone tell me, because I want to keep Aunt Jemima on a pancake box. How is that racist? How am I racist for wanting to keep a famous black person in history on a box? If you can't even tell me how many states there are in America, don't even talk to me. You can't even tell me what country is Texas in. America is in what continent is America in? What continent? What's a continent? Oh, is that like a vowel, like a continent? You mean continent? Or you mean, what? I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to understand this world we live in. I'm trying to understand how there are kids that are 18, 19, 20 going to college that can't even tell you how many states there are in America. If it was, what day was it 7 days ago? Today's Wednesday? It'd be Wednesday. Now, if they stopped and said, do you mean like what date, like the 21st, 22nd, like that, it's the 19th? Well, today's the 19th, so go back seven, you know, then okay. Then at least, you know, they're what's the actual, what weekday does not end in Y? What one? I don't know. Which weekday? There isn't one. I mean, it's sad. And there has to be something, as I move on, going on. Because why would a company like Disney, that's losing millions and millions and tens of millions of dollars every day, they're having to lay off, like next week, they're expecting to lay off thousands of employees. Why are they continuing to double down on this Dylan Mulvaney, this LGBT anti-American woke crap? No one wants it. Something has to be going on. Because if you're losing money hand over fist, why are you as a company continuing to triple or double down on this, on the stuff that's losing money? If this, yeah, what's fresh frozen? Oh, yeah, it's what I do is I take and I blanch the asparagus and I wrap them up in the portion bags and I freeze them. Then when I need some, I put them in a container of water to thaw in the fridge. Then when I need one, I just microwave it. Why don't you have boiling water and you put them in with like a minute, like 30 seconds, blanch the asparagus and put them on the plate hot. Done. Fresh frozen? Never heard of fresh frozen. What the heck is fresh frozen? What the heck? Yeah, this restaurant's going to close. Yeah, we're getting rid of the guy. Bye-bye. You get rid of him because he's losing your money. This is what's going on. Okay? The restaurant chef is serving crap. Yeah, when was this risotto made? Yeah, it's an apple risotto. What I do is I cook risotto with apple juice. Yeah, I just take some Mott's apple juice, and I just cook it and use that, and it's an apple risotto. Oh, I make it like a month in advance, yeah, and it just sits in the cooler, and I just heat it up to order in the microwave. Oh, I thought it might be a blue cheese risotto because there's mold going on it. Oh, no, that's just because it's old. It's fine. Don't worry. Oh, keep the guy. He's a great chef. No, you're going to get rid of him. Disney is toupling down on this anti-American, anti-Christian, pro-LGBT, and they are having to let go of people and they're losing money hand over fist. It doesn't make sense. Why are you going to couple down and continue to go down a path that is going to have you bankrupt? Disney is having to lay off like thousands of employees. They're losing money hand over fist. People are done with it. There was a thing I shared to my niece so that her kids don't, if you have kids, don't get them near Sesame Street. They had like, oh, we're going to do a makeover of one of the monsters. And it was basically turning them into like a drag queen kind of thing. Like, hello, I'm a monster. I'm Elmo. Elmo. And it was like the monster was like kind of like going into like drag. I'd be out. See, I remember when I was in school, I found one of these. Oh, yeah. I guess kids don't have to leave the room because if they're in public school, they're probably seeing way worse than what I'm talking about. But I was on YouTube one time and I found one of the sex education videos. You saw in like seventh grade or whatever. You had to have a permission slip signed before you could watch it. Now, they would probably, now that sex education video I saw in like seventh grade, they probably, kindergartners probably see something 20 times more graphic than that. Without their parents' permission. They don't even tell the parents. They just do it. They just have hookers, and strippers in their classrooms, in the libraries, teaching these kids. Hello, my name is, I go by the, I have pronouns, and you're going to use them? No, no. If I had a kid in a public school, I'd be like, no, I'm not playing your stupid games, okay? Use a, okay, God made two genders, men and women. Sorry, I'm not playing your stupid little games. Okay, I need a litter box. You know, like I talked about on Monday, if a 70-pound girl comes into the, because supposedly I can be anything I want to be. All I have to do is, I'm a woman. Yep, I'm a woman now because I said I am. Yep, I'm a woman because I said I am. Yep, that's right. I'm a woman because I said I am. Oh, I can say, I can be anything I want to be. I'm a microphone now. I'm the first ever talking microphone. Put that on the news. A man from Indiana becomes the first talking microphone. If I say I'm a microphone, I am. That's me. I am. You know, I can be anything I want to be. I just have to say it, and I'm bat, except for I can't say I'm black, because, you know, that's, I can't say I'm a black lesbian. I can't think, you know, but the same person that says, that's outraged because I would say I identify as a black person, would 2 seconds prior tell me I can identify as anything on planet Earth. But anywho, so if you say something, if you say you're something, then you're automatically whatever that is. So if a 70-pound girl goes into the ER and says, I'm 550 pounds, I want liposuction, are you going to give her liposuction? No, she's not 500 and some pounds. Just because she says it doesn't mean she is. You're going to get her help because she has anorexia, nervosa, or bulimia. You're going to get her help. You love your mom. Yeah, she's an alcoholic and she's has major drug problems, but guess what? You love her. You don't love the alcoholic and the drug addict, but you love her. You can actually love gay people, but condone their lifestyle. What a concept. They need help. Hello. I'm Dylan Mulvaney, and I don't think God makes mistakes. Well, let me tell you something. If you got one set of private parts, if you got male private parts, then he made a man, not a woman. How can you have female body parts and think you're a man and say that God didn't make a mistake? If you think you're a chick, but you have male genitalia and male DNA and male chromosomes and male, God, you made the mistake, not God. Don't tell me you have a relationship with God. And God, you made the mistake, not God. If you have male private parts, but you walk around like a woman saying God didn't make a mistake. No, you made the mistake.
Why is my flower dying?
It don't make no sense. Sorry. If God don't make a mistake, I think I'm a giraffe. No, you're a man or a woman.
All these people are telling Pierce Morgan that he can't identify as anything else, yet everybody else can. How is that right?
Yeah, like I was talking about like 5 minutes earlier. I can be anything I want to. All I have to, if I'm a woman, so I'm a woman. If I want to say I'm a woman, I'm a woman. If I want to say I'm a baby, I'm a baby. If I want to say any, I can be whatever I want to be, except for I'm
black
a
person.
Except for black whatever. But here's the thing. If that, take that logic to the hospital and have a 70-pound girl go into the hospital, I'm 550 pounds.
70.
I want liposuction. Well, since she said it, she has to be, so you better give her liposuction. No. If a 70-pound girl comes in there claiming she's 500 pounds and wants liposuction, she has anorexia nervosa or bulimia, and you're going to get her help. Your mom may be a drug addict and an alcoholic. Do you love your mom? Yes, you do. Do you support the alcoholic and drug addict? No. Your dad has problems. Do you love your dad? Yes. Do you support all the addict problems he has? No. But these are attention strivers. It's sort of like Kathy Griffin. I suffer from PTSD because, you know, I made a decapitated Trump head. You know, I just change my diaper, somebody. I mean, seriously, folks, they're just seeking attention. I mean, we got civilization unraveling. You got places falling apart. You got violence. Places are unhinged, but don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's just teens going out for a night on the town, folks. Don't worry. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. Don't worry, folks. Everything's good. It's just kids going out for a night on the town. Yeah, that's what we did when we were cool. We set cars ablaze and busted windows. Yeah, man, it's okay. It's what you do now. You just say F the police and all this crap, and then when you get shot at, then you go, where's the cops? Help me. It's like those people that go in and try to beat up and destroy a guy in a car until he pulls out a gun and starts shooting, and then they're the victim all of a sudden. They go to beat the crap out of someone and steal their car until the guy in the car... The guy next door wants this. I'm going to clean it up and I'm going to bury it and it'll grow.
You want me to do it or you want to?
You can. I can do it.
Clean it up? I'm just going to cut it in two and bury it.
Yeah.
But where do I get room for it?
God always makes room. But, you know, I mean, it's like those, like I was talking about, those things. Remember all those people that tried to seriously, like, carjack somebody, and then when the guy, like there's four or five people, when the guy in the car has a gun, he starts shooting at him out, instantly they go from, like, carjacker to victim. Help! Help! I'm a victim! Help!
Put it in two, right?
Yeah.
Two, and then bury it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's the civil unrest of this nation. Like I posted, it's on Breitbart. You know, you got Democrats raising $12 million more dollars in the first quarter than the House GOP people. Congratulations. We got great inflation. We got great inflation. It's at record highs. We got food that is almost too costly to afford for many. We got almost $4 a gallon gas. California's like six something. And one party outraised another, all in a bid to flush America down the toilet even further. Don't worry, folks. Democrats raised $12 million more than GOP. Yeah. How are we going to pay for rent? I don't know. How are we going to pay for bills? How are we going to pay for the medicine we need? Most people can't afford 90% of their crap. Don't worry. Folks, thank you so much. And somehow I got disconnected. So, I don't know.
Back or no?
I'm back on the air now. Okay. Hi, government. I'm sure they did it. You know, they don't want people to hear the truth. So, This whole world's falling apart, folks. But we got God, though. That's the problem. People don't, well, what do we do? What do we do? You know what? God got this on my heart today. 9/11. Why does it take 9/11 to pack churches with people for pray? Why do you have to wait for a catastrophe? Folks, Montana is engulfed in flames, and we need to start praying for the people of Montana. Why does it take a natural disaster to get people? Why aren't every...
When you say to pray, if you believe in Allah or Buddha or whoever, we're not saying to pray to one God. Honestly. Unless they say specifically, they're just asking for prayers.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I don't understand why, like I've had people that are like, we need to know. Like, no. Every Tuesday, my church, we get together and have intercessor prayer, and we pray every Tuesday. We don't wait for a catastrophe or a hurricane or a blizzard or a 200-story building to collapse. And, yes, we don't wait for a catastrophe to get the church together and pray. I don't know why so many people, well, why don't you, I don't understand, and that's what's been led on my heart. That's why I do the verse of the day every time I do my conversation. You know, we had a little remote on our, we had a little dial thing on our TV. If you didn't like it, you flip the thing. I hate when people, I watched that whole show and it was stupid. I'm like, well, okay, if you don't like it, turn the dial. You know, you can pray all the time. You don't have to wait for a catastrophe. My wife will call me. I'm not feeling good. Pray for me. Okay, I got you. One of the most powerful weapons we have is prayer. I mean, what's your prayer life like? Is it cold? Is it lukewarm? You know, someone goes, some LBGT person goes, like, I'm not going to play your game. I'll pray for you. You want me to pray? Let me know. You know, you walk up. No, I'm not trying, dude. Jesus Christ is a relationship, not a religion. I'm not a religion. Can I pray for you? I'm not trying to get you. I'm just asking if you need prayer. I was almost in tears when I heard that Kirk Cameron went live and he was getting ready to have breakfast with his kid in L.A. And guess what? When he was pouring coffee, a guy goes up to him and asks if he could pray for him. You got a pastor. Ask him if you can pray for him. Ask him if he has any needs. He ain't perfect. I love my pastor because he didn't put himself on a pedestal. I'm a man. I can stumble. Go up to your pastor and say, hey, I'm just wondering how you doing? You need someone to talk to? You know, everyone unloads on the pastor, hey, I need help. Why don't you take your pastor and say, hey, let's go have lunch. How's life going? How can I pray for you? How can I be there for you? You know, that neighbor gave us an onion. Okay? There's a lot of vegetables that if you take the root ends, you can regrow them. What a concept. Most people don't know that. Most people don't know we have 50 states in America, but that's beside the point. What is Lexington and the North Concord Bridge? What? Second Amendment? What is that all about? How dare you? Guns kill kids in the school and you want to steal them guns? No, it wasn't the gun that killed. It was the person that did the shooting. Because if guns kill, then why didn't my gun kill? Can a gun kill? Yes. Is it the gun that kills or is it the person that pulls the trigger? I want to get into this because there's a Facebook. If you go to Breitbart, I've shared the link on my page. There is a Facebook payment. They have been, they have lost a judgment for $725 million for a privacy settlement. And a ton of people are commenting, you shouldn't have to pay to file a settlement claim, and I'm like, you're not paying anything. The payment thing at the bottom is where they can send the money. I think it's like September 6th or something is when you have to file this out, information out. And then that's when they send the payments, whether it's PayPal or Venmo or your bank account or whatever you use, your MasterCard. They can put it on like a prepaid debit card and send whatever. It does not pay. I'm involved in so many classes. I think AT&T is one of them. Some of them are, like, I looked into it, like, 3 years, so they're still in litigation, going back and forth. It's crazy. But, you know, everyone's like, got their panties in a white. I'm not getting paid. You got to be able to fill it out for free. Like, it is free. That's how they pay. And then a ton of people in the comments, no, that's just that they can have a way to send you the money when it's all said and done. Yes, Ms. McConnell has left home and returned to work after a fall and head injury. So what's the difference between being at home and returning to work? Nothing. He hasn't done anything in office, and he still hasn't done anything. When we go AWOL because they're rhinos, they act all tough for like about 2 weeks until we get calmed down. U.S. Navy sends warships through Thailand Strait after China war games. Yeah, you didn't hear about all this kind of stuff going on when Trump was president because he was trying to get peace. But don't worry, folks. To those who want to feel safer, a $1,500 9mm smart gun with biometric fingerprint reader nearing release. I'm just waiting for you needing to use the gun and there's a smudge or something and it won't read your fingerprint. Fingerprint, not red, will not shoot. Fingerprint. Macron, he begs for 100 days to solve national crisis as fiery riots continue. Yeah, if you ever saw that interview he did where, like, he realized he's got this very, 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 very high-end watch, and he tries to take it off underneath the table. Because, you know, when French people do without, guess what? Oh, yeah, that's right. He doesn't. Now you got 180,000 more migrants coming in March alone. You got France in unrest. See, people are tired of this government trying to tell them what to do. Like in Canada, there's a lady that was trying to buy stuff at a couple shops and couldn't. Oh, we don't accept cash. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, folks. It's a conversation I really hope you feel a part of, folks. I am going to end it here, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation I hope you feel a part of, folks. I'm ending it early. I apologize, but with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually put each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday. Good night, all. and God bless. Goodbye.